What is up, everybody, and welcome to another glorious episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster, and let's skip the foreplay and get straight into today's episode. Everybody knows that October is known for one thing. And no, I'm not talking about the fact that Walmart has their stuff stocked up for Christmas before Christmas even comes. And no, I'm also not talking about a certain day that's coming up next week. I'm talking about spooky season. The month of October is meant for one thing and one thing only, and that's Halloween. Well, to me it is anyways. Where kids can dress up as their favorite movie characters, they dress up like their favorite book characters, and pretty much dress up like anything they want. Their imaginations can run wild. In 2020, I started a segment known as Project Horror. I intentionally made it as a one-off. And I decided to talk about one of my personal favorite shows, Tales from the Crypt. The following year, in 2021, I didn't make one. But I did talk about Dragon Ball Z and Resident Evil. And that became a pseudo Project Horror. Now, last year, Project Horror took us into the realm of animation with The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. One of my personal favorite episodes of the show itself to watch. Now, this year, I'll be giving you not one, but two Project Horrors. Two episodes of Project Horror will be dedicated to two separate entities. One based in books, and one based in video games. This year, we're doing a two-parter. So for today's episode, I am going to talk about a certain book. Well, not one book per se. This year, I'll be talking about a book series. A book series that started all the way back in 1993. Back when I was only, you guessed it, 3 years old. I was just a kid. A baby. A book series where monsters came to life. Where your worst fears as a child became a reality. From a house full of the dead, to a basement where your parent could be cloned into a plant. Where a green goop can turn you into a giant. Where a ventriloquist dummy can actually come to life and kill you. Or at least try to. Where you can find out that you were actually a dog instead of being a human. Stories where you can actually swap bodies with an insect. And stories where you can actually get lost in a mysterious forest and actually play games with a blue monkey creature. From dummies to mummies to Dead House and beyond. Today's episode is all about Goosebumps. Now, I'm going to let it be known right now. I did not read the entire book series. Now, the original book series, I had a couple of books, but I never literally read the entire series. Now, I know what you're thinking. AJ, how could you not have read the entire book series and call yourself a fan? Well, one, I was just a kid. I didn't have the money. And when I did have the money, I would buy the book and I'd read it and I'd lose the book. And it would, and sometimes it wouldn't be the book that I wanted, per se. Now, in 1993, the whole world was introduced to this series. And today, I'm going to be talking about its main books, the Choose Your Own Adventure, Give Yourself Goosebumps, the Tales to Give You Goosebumps, the books called Goosebumps Presents that was based on the TV series, which I'll also be talking about that too. And then we'll go straight into the future, where the books actually had a resurgence. And I'll also be talking about the two movies that came out in the 2010s. And I'll also be talking about the new Goosebumps series that just released on Disney Plus yesterday. Now, let's get straight into this episode where I talk a little bit about the history. Now, everybody knows the prolific author of Goosebumps, Robert Lawrence Stein. The man known to give kids the shivers. Now, before Goosebumps, he actually had a book series out called Fear Street. Hell, even before that, he wrote for magazines. He wrote for, you know, pretty much anything you could think of. When his Fear Street series became popular, Scholastic and Parachute reached out to him and they wanted to give him a chance to create a book series that would actually scare the literal pants off of kids. At first, he declined because he mainly wanted to write stories about young adults, teenagers. Then with a little twisting of the arm from Scholastic, from Parachute Press, and I believe his wife, he finally gave in and decided to give it a shot. In 1993, the first two Goosebumps books were released. Like I said, I was just a kid when those two books released, so I couldn't read them. I didn't know how to read at all. When I was able to read, I didn't read those two per se, because my very first Goosebumps book that I ever read was Let's Get Invisible. Underrated book, I can tell you that. When those books didn't sell very well, he thought that it was going to be a one and done. Well, the reason why the books didn't get the notoriety is because, hell, there were no ads about it. The first two books didn't get any notoriety. They didn't get any word of mouth about said books. But once the books were actually in the limelight, kids started getting interested in reading, and lo and behold, Goosebumps Mania was just getting started. What Scholastic and Parachute Press realized once these books became popular, they realized they were sitting on a literal gold mine. And that's not an insult. Now, throughout the 90s, the books came out. More and more books came out with stories that became iconic, including Monster Blood and its three sequels, which, by the way, that's the only Goosebumps book in the main Goosebumps Monster in the main series to actually have three sequels, with Night of the Living Dummy being right behind it with two sequels. Now, Return of the Mummy and Curse of the Mummy's Tomb is one of the only books that got one sequel. There are other books, by the way. If you want to read them, go on Amazon and buy the books. Anyway, along with the original 62, yes, there are 62 books. There was also the Give Yourself Goosebumps books, which is a choose-your-own-adventure stories. Goosebumps had officially caught fire. And by the way, it looked, didn't look like there was any way of extinguishing it. Once TV companies started to realize how popular the books are, they decided, why don't we just adapt it into a TV series? And that's exactly what they did, because they officially announced that Goosebumps was turning into a TV series for kids, with some of the iconic Goosebumps monsters hitting the small screen. Now, I watched the Goosebumps series when it came out. Believe it or not, it was actually one of my favorite shows to watch on Fox Kids on Saturday mornings during the 90s. And some of the early 2000s too, when Fox Kids was still around. When the show ended, I was a little upset, but I knew someday that the show would return. But that's fine. But of course, you couldn't have a TV show without selling it to the kids. So once the show became popular enough, they decided to release Goosebumps VHSs, which was pretty damn cool. Because I actually owned three. Welcome to Dead House. Actually, no, I owned four. Welcome to Dead House, Stay Out of the Basement, The Werewolf of Fever Swamp, and The Haunted Mask 2. Which, ironically, The Haunted Mask 2 was actually a two-part episode, and they aired it on Fox during Halloween as a one-hour special. Which, that was pretty fucking cool. But, anyway, if you look at the box art for the TV show on VHS, you will see that the covers are actually covers, the cover art for the books that they're based on. All of them, except for Stay Out of the Basement, were drawn and painted by Illinois artist Tim Jacobus, which you can still see some of his art today. Now, after Goosebumps ended, the book series ended, they decided to re-release some of them in the early 2000s, but I'll get to that. Then they released Goosebumps Presents, which was episode books. Books based on stories from the TV show that they adapted. And those sold like hotcakes, too. Goosebumps Mania was very popular in the 90s and the early 2000s. And then in 1999, let's go back a little bit. 1999, Goosebumps decided to reinvent itself to give us scarier stories. And thus, they gave us something that they called a series that was 2,000 times as scary. They gave us Goosebumps Series 2000, which is a series of books by R.L. Stein that was supposed to be scarier than the original series, with the first story being called Cry of the Cat, which, my God, I actually read the first two chapters of that story, and good God, that was creepy as fuck. Now, when I was a kid, I actually owned two of those books. I owned The Haunted Car, which got a re-release itself, and Earth Geeks Must Go. Currently, I actually own a Goosebumps Series 2000 book. Yes, I do still own some Goosebumps books. The one I own right now is Jekyll and Heidi. Creepy ass fucking book. Then that book series became popular and kids started reading it because they wanted to be scary. They liked their books to be scary. They want to be scared. And then, of course, you had other authors trying to, you know, well, they weren't trying to mooch off the fame of Goosebumps, but they were releasing kids' books themselves, like Spooksville and Bone Chillers. Now, after Goosebumps Series 2000 ended, there was rumors that another Goosebumps book series was going to be coming out, called Goosebumps Gold, which is supposed to be a continuation of the original Goosebumps series. And we actually got the first three stories that were announced for the series. The Haunted Mask Lives would have been a sequel to The Haunted Mask and The Haunted Mask 2. Happy Holidays from Dead House would have been the official sequel to Welcome to Dead House. And of course, a Night of the Living Dummy sequel. The thing is, the Night of the Living Dummy sequel actually ended up in the Series 2000 books, Bride of the Living Dummy. Which, now I can officially say that Slappy is the only Goosebumps character with more books, no matter if it's the original or a spinoff or a sequel series. Now, Slappy had Night of the Living Dummy, Night of the Living Dummy 2, Night of the Living Dummy 3, Bride of the Living Dummy, and his own standalone book in the Series 2000 called Slappy's Nightmare. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to get into the dummy himself. Then when that book series got canceled, nobody heard from Goosebumps in a while. R.L. Stein had moved on to his next book series, which was The Nightmare Room. Now, believe it or not, I actually had every book in The Nightmare Room series. My favorite book in the series is actually My Name is Evil. Supernatural powers, fire coming out of fingers. It was crazy. And I also like Shadow Girl too. The last book I read in that series was Visitors, and it was an alien book. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. Believe it or not, not only was the Goosebumps series Gold canceled, Goosebumps Series 2000 and Goosebumps Choose Your Own Adventure, Give Yourself Goosebumps, was also canceled. So there was a book in the Give Yourself Goosebumps series that was canceled, and a book in the Goosebumps series 2000 that was canceled. But there is artwork online of the unreleased series 2000 book, which we would later find out to know that it was called The Incredible Shrinking Fifth Grader. That would probably freak some kids out. Yeah, because who wouldn't want to read about a kid fighting a giant rat or trying to survive not getting stepped on? But anyway, Goosebumps lay dormant. And it stayed dormant until the early 2000s with the re-releases of some of the original Goosebumps books with new covers. Now, these books would not be numbered because they're technically not in a series. They're the re-releases of the original series. I actually have one of those books as well in my little Goosebumps collection, which is A Night in Terror Tower. Creepy book, creepy episode. And re-watching the original series, by the way, I noticed that Ryan Gosling, one of America's best actors and a man who has more abs than I do, was actually in the episode Say Cheese and Die, which is a story about a cursed camera. Well, not a cursed camera, a camera that predicted the future. And of course, Hayden Christensen was actually in the Night of the Living Dummy adaptation, which they actually aired that shit on Halloween night on Fox. Well, during the month of October on Fox on a Friday night. And I watched that shit. That shit was pretty fucking cool. But let's fast forward back to where I was. After the popular re-release of the Goosebumps series, R.L. Stine was back writing a new series of books based on one of his most popular book series. Well, not book series, one of his popular stories. We got Goosebumps Horrorland, which is a book series which tells original stories, but also has a wraparound based around the titular carnival, you know, theme park. Damn good book series. I actually read one book in that series, and that was The Scream of the Haunted Mask. I actually own that book, and I own Monster Blood for Breakfast. Good book as well. They actually made the monster look creepy. But then again, what monster in Goosebumps isn't creepy at all? And then, while that book series was still out, they also released The Hall of Horrors and Goosebumps Most Wanted. Goosebumps Most Wanted actually featured some of Goosebumps' most famous monsters, including the Haunted Mask, the Lawn Gnomes from Revenge of the Lawn Gnomes, an original character named, I can't remember the name. It was a clown that was creepy, and the story was actually called Nightmare on Clown Street, which is a play on Nightmare on Elm Street. Creep from the Deep, Welcome to Camp Slither, stories like that, and, you know, Claws. Now, the Goosebumps series will continue again after the Hall of Horrors and Horrorland series ended. But not before we got our very first movie adaptation of the TV, not the TV series, of the book series. Sony had bought the rights to make a Goosebumps movie. And guess what? The movie's trailer was actually very well, and they actually used Slappy himself as a marketing ploy to, you know, promote the damn movie. A lot of Goosebumps monsters actually ended up in that movie. The haunted car, nice. The abominable snowman of Pasadena. The blob that ate everyone. Fuck. Like I said, Slappy the Dummy. The haunted mask. The jack-o'-lanterns. Even Fifi. Fifi from Don't Feed the Vampire of the Give Yourself Goosebumps series was in that fucking movie. Jesus Christ. But I think right around the time the movie came out, they also re-released these books with new covers. With, you know, new artwork. And they called it Goosebumps Classic. It was the same stories, but with new cover art that was not done by Tim Jacobus. Slap, like in the documentary, the Goosebumps documentary that you can find on YouTube, Slappy would ring in Halloween, Christmas, and the New Year. And then when October of 2015 came around, we got the Goosebumps movie, starring Jack Black as R.L. Stein. The movie was a hit, which made it the number one movie at the box office, especially for a movie based on a children's book series. Now, what most people realize now is that Goosebumps can still be scary, but it can also be fun. And hell, I actually like the scene in that movie where the werewolf of Fever Swamp is hunting down Stein because he recognizes his scent. And then the boy's mom, the boy's aunt hits the werewolf with her car. Then you had the bees, the weeds from Stay Out of the Basement. Fuck. The fucking lawn gnomes were fucking realistic. Shit. Huh. But lo and behold, before the movie ever released, they actually greenlit a sequel. And 2 years later, we would get Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween. Which is a movie where two boys would release Slappy from a book entitled Haunted Halloween. And Slappy would actually bring the Halloween costumes and stuff to life. And it would be up to these boys and one of the boys' sister to stop the dummy. Now, Jack Black was advertised for that movie, but he didn't show up till halfway through with a full beard and everything. And at the end of that movie, he got sucked into a book. And sorry, spoilers for anybody who has not seen it, which if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Just go watch it. Then it was after the success of both Goosebumps movies, we got yet another Goosebumps book series by R.L. Stein, with this one being revolving around everyone's favorite haunted dummy, Slappy. We were introduced to Goosebumps Slappy World, and thing is, the Goosebumps logo was the same Goosebumps logo as the Goosebumps Classic and the Horrorland books. Which some of the stories were revolved around, you guessed it, Slappy the Dummy. But thing is, Slappy had a new design to him. He looked just like the Slappy from both Goosebumps movies. Which is pretty damn cool, if you think about it. When that book series released, I haven't read any of the books. I do know of the book series. I do want to read it. And then we got a special edition Goosebumps book, pretty much based around Slappy, which is why I said earlier that Slappy actually holds the record for most appearances in Goosebumps books. He was the main antagonist of his own books in the original, well, except for the first one. Bride of the Living Dummy and Slappy's Nightmare, he was the antagonist in that. He was pretty much the antagonist of the Horrorland series, and he was pretty much a central character in the Slappy World books. But this one book that came out called Slappy Beware, it's pretty much Slappy's origin story. Or, as most people will say it today, this is his villain origin story. How he was created, and how he got with his first family. This story is before the events of the first Night of the Living Dummy. Then next thing you know, Goosebumps was being released on DVD, on Blu-ray. You can actually get the entire series on fucking Blu-ray. Unless you're living in the UK. Then you can get it on DVD there, but you can't get it out here. I don't know why. But anyway, Goosebumps actually became the official streaming home for Netflix. Well, I had that backwards. Netflix became the official streaming home for Goosebumps for several years until recently. Now, if you want to watch Goosebumps, you can either watch it on DVD, you can watch it on Blu-ray, or you can buy it digitally. Maybe they'll release it on streaming soon, we don't know. And it wasn't until earlier this year, 2023, we fast forward to this year, in honor of the 30th anniversary of Goosebumps, we got an announcement that R.L. Stine was working on a new Goosebumps book series. Especially after he got done with his graphic novel. Yeah, there's actually a comic book he actually did. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe I'll remember it in the next episode. But when it was announced that he was working on a book series, people actually thought, oh wow, he's actually probably going to go back to basics. And then we got our first look at the possible book cover. The original Goosebumps logo was back. And underneath it was a subtitle. Goosebumps, House of Shivers. Now, it is implied that Shivers was like a pseudonym for Stine, and that was also the name of his character in Goosebumps the movie, Mr. Shivers. Well, actually, it was actually the name of Jack Black's character in the movie before it was revealed that he was R.L. Stine. R.L. Stine's character in the movie was Mr. Black. Now, the first book in the series is entitled Scariest Book Ever. Now, I actually read the synopsis for this book online through the Goosebumps Wikipedia page. Well, Goosebumps Wiki, the fan wiki page. And I got a good look at it, and hell, it actually looks pretty good. There's actually people out there who actually have read this book, adults and kids. And they like it. The next book in the series won't be out until next year. Goblin Monday. So we'll have to see where this book series goes. Because it looks like it's going to be here for a while. Now let's talk about the phenomenon that is Goosebumps. before I end this episode. Whether it's the books, whether it's the movies, whether it's the TV series, or whether it's the new TV series that just released on Disney Plus, can't deny that people still love watching Goosebumps or reading Goosebumps. There's kids today that are just now finding the original books and reading them. Kids in the 90s literally had to look through their public library at school just to find the damn books. I know I did. Hell, I stole a couple books out of the public library. Out of my school's library, anyways. But anyway, when it comes to the series itself, you got your iconic monsters. You got Slappy, you got the Mummy, you got the, you know, Monster Blood, and you got the Haunted Mask. You got the iconic book covers from Tim Jacobus. And you got the imaginations of a man who just wanted to entertain kids. Recently, R.L. Stine turned 80. The man is 80 years old and his book series is 30. That's amazing. That really is amazing. Whether it's a book about, like I said, a dead house, where in the book nothing happens to the family, a new family moves into the house and the family leaves, or if it's a TV series adaptation where the family dies thanks to the dog, if it's the original books were graphic. I'm not going to go into detail about that. They even talked about dead things. Or if it's a way to tell if your parents are a plant by spraying them with a plant killer, or like in the book, using a damn axe to chop the plant person in half. Fuck. Kids still loved the books. Kids were hooked. Kids were reading. And this was before Harry Potter mania took over the world. And before J.K. Rowling was outed as woke America calls it, a racist, transphobic bitch. Well, not racist, a transphobic bitch. Thing is, if you're looking for something scary to read to your kids at night, or if your kid is an avid reader, pretty much like mine is, the gateway to horror starts, for me, in my opinion, starts with Goosebumps. Introduce them to the books. Introduce them to the TV series. Introduce them to the movies. Even though the movies were loosely based on the books, that did feature the characters, which warmed my evil, evil heart. Especially when around Halloween time. Hell, it's because of Goosebumps that I actually found my love for horror. I love horror movies. I love watching monster movies. I love watching serial killer movies. Movies where the killer is silent and doesn't speak. And yes, that was a shout out to Jason, since Friday the 13th was yesterday. Or dream demons that could kill you in your sleep. Or a serial killer wearing a ghost face mask and asking you questions, questioning your knowledge of horror movies, classic horror movies. I'm a big fan of horror, and that's the reason why I started Project Horror in the first place. Now, this episode I talked about classic horror. Next week, next Saturday, my birthday, I'll be recording part two of Project Horror, where I'll be talking about modern horror, especially a movie that's coming out in 2 weeks, and how its franchise is pretty much going to skyrocket just like Goosebumps did. If you read my Facebook post, you'll know what I'm talking about. My final thought before I end this episode, I pretty much got to say it. When it comes to reading the books, I'm going to quote R.L. Stine himself. And say, readers beware, you're in for a scare. Kids, any kid that listens to this, please don't mind the cussing in the episode. When you read the books, all I gotta say is, reader beware, you're in for a scare. And if you ever watch the TV series, viewer beware, you're in for a scare. And before I go, there is one last thing I forgot to mention. The fact that the show actually ended up on syndication and bounced from, you know, network to network. Like, it was actually on Disney at one point. I think it was Disney XD. They had it on this network called The Hub, where it coincided with R.L. Stine's other TV show, The Haunting Hour, which it was pretty good, which I'll probably get to it next year. And actually, they actually had it on Cartoon Network for the entire month of October. That's saying something. Goosebumps is a cultural phenomenon that children of all ages can enjoy. And that kids of all ages, especially us adults who are kids at heart, can actually read and actually enjoy the story. Even if we know about the twist. And all I gotta say is, if you're a first time reader of Goosebumps, if you want my opinion on which book to read first, to be honest with you, I'd start off with Night of the Living Dummy. Then go from there. And be honest with you, if you want to introduce your kids to the show, introduce it to them. Show them what daddy and mama used to watch when they were kids. Mainly because every kid deserves a good scare every now and then. Hell, I'm going to introduce my kids to Goosebumps when they're a little bit older. Now, with the end of this episode, I say this. When it comes to Goosebumps, never let the belief die. Never let anybody tell you you're too old to read a kid's book. Because there's adults out there that'll actually still read them and collect them. Because with Goosebumps, in the future, especially after celebrating its 30th anniversary, some of the classic books could be valuable one day. They could be considered classics. So preserve them. Let your kids read them. Let them enjoy the fun that you had when you were a kid. Listener, beware. You're in for a scare. Happy Halloween, everybody. And I'll see you guys again for part two of Project Horror. Like I said, listener, beware. You're in for a scare. See you next week, everybody.